Can you kind of go through what you tell patients about the types of therapies that might be considered and what to expect from each one?
That's a very good question, and I will say that currently with stage two disease, it is a fairly complicated issue because I think it is appropriate to offer what I call a spectrum of choices for patients. Those choices may be a fluoropyrimidine approach, meaning 5-FU with leucovorin. They can be given once a week for several weeks in a row with a rest period. They can be given 5 days in a row with 3 weeks off. There is a oral equivalent to 5-FU and leucovorin, capecitabine, Xeloda, that is given 2 weeks in a row with a week of rest, repeated for 8 cycles. And most recently, we now have a combination therapy using 5-FU with oxaliplatin. Now, we also are willing to discuss with patients capecitabine as the oral component of the 5-FU with oxaliplatin. We tell people there's no strong evidence that that is better than the FOLFOX regimen of 5-FU leucovorin and oxaliplatin. It may be somewhat more convenient for a subset of patients. We have a tendency to use FOLFOX as opposed to CAPOX, but there are some situations with a well-informed patient who understands the limitations of currently available data that a CAPOX, capecitabine oxaliplatin combination is a reasonable alternative. Understanding the data is not sufficient currently to make that as a strong recommendation. Now, what I tell patients about these chemotherapies is the first thing I tell them is that talking about chemotherapy side effects can be extremely abstract, and that it's difficult for me as a person who's never had chemotherapy to be able to predict with certainty how they, as an individual person, is going to handle it or what side effects they're going to have. We tell patients that virtually everyone has some level of fatigue. I think whether we're talking about capecitabine, 5-FU leucovorin, or even the FOLFOX regimen, that they should be able to work most of the time, even if they have a certain amount of fatigue. We talk about nausea. One of the things we try to make clear is that nausea is a fairly common side effect of chemotherapy, and that it's very difficult for us, and oftentimes for patients, to make a distinction between losing their appetite and nausea. I mean, that's a bit of a gray zone. So some people would say, "Well, I'm not nauseated, but I don't have much appetite." We talk about alteration in taste. Everything sort of starts to taste a little flat to them, like cardboard, or have just not the robust flavors that they're used to with their food. We try to make it clear that with the modern antiemetic therapy we have at our disposal, that severe nausea and vomiting are unlikely to be complications of their therapy. It's really more of a loss of taste, loss of appetite, and some nausea. But vomiting is something we're usually pretty good at controlling. We do talk about some of the other side effects that can develop because they are either on 5-FU leucovorin or capecitabine, meaning diarrhea can be a problem. Stomatitis or oral ulcerations, mouth sores, are occasionally a problem, particularly with IV administration of 5-FU. We don't see that very much with capecitabine. When we do see it, we do think they may have underlying sensitivity to 5-FU. Usually, whether you're giving somebody capecitabine or 5-FU leucovorin, if they have true dipyrimidine dehydrogenase deficiency, that will become rapidly apparent. Now, the other group of patients that we know can be at higher risk for side effects with 5-FU or capecitabine seems to be elderly women. And what I think happens over time is that they have the enzyme, but the function of the enzyme somehow is attenuated, or the level of enzyme in their body is attenuated. And it does seem that elderly women, some studies suggest elderly Caucasian women, are going to be at higher risk using 5-FU or capecitabine. We try to watch those patients very carefully. An elderly woman, 70, 75 years old, we would still advise chemotherapy for many of those patients. But we are more apt to see them sooner as they're receiving their therapy or during a course of therapy, perhaps more frequently as well, to sort of be sure that they're able to tolerate the treatment. Capecitabine has a unique side effect profile with hand-foot syndrome. That's a difficult one for patients to really appreciate what it's going to be like. I usually say it's like going out in your garden and raking too much or doing too much with your hands that you actually start to get chapping and redness of your hands. In the long term, we can see more brittleness to the nail beds and actually have some little sores develop on the tips of the fingers, peeling and redness of the hands that can be quite uncomfortable. Usually that requires either an interruption in therapy and oftentimes a reduction in dose. We do recommend moisturizers, emollients, et cetera, to try to help with the burning, et cetera. But these are really supportive measures. They don't truly heal the pain, et cetera, that somebody is experiencing or the changes in the skin.